You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, this is our year of fruitfulness. And all this week, all this month, we have been teaching on the evidence of a fruitful life. And we've come to the conclusion that the Word of God is the seed and our heart is the good ground destination. So when those two things come together, we will reap a return on the seed. And if we know that the seed is evidence that the thing, the mature thing, the fruition of the thing is somewhere, right? Because the seed is evidence that the thing exists.
Right.
The seed is evidence. The Bible says in Genesis that each and every herb of the ground, each and every tree, it has the seed within itself to produce.
Yeah.
All humanity has the seed within ourselves to be able to produce more human beings. Each animal has the seed within itself to be able to produce. So when they say that age-old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? According to the Bible, the chicken came first. The mature chicken came first, and it has within itself the ability to reproduce after its own kind. So the Word of God is a seed. We deposit that seed into our heart, and then it produces after its own kind. So we must go into our word book of seed here, the Bible, and find the scripture pertaining to our situation according to your word. And I always see that visual when I read that text, according to your word, a cord. There's a cord attached from the word to from where you are to where the your desired expectation is. It's a cord of the word, according to your word. So if we're holding on to that cord and we're making movement along that cord, we're going to get to our expected outcome. But we can't let go of the cord and start picking up the worry and picking up the confusion and picking up the opinion of others. It's not going to bring us to the same destination. So according to your word, there's a cord that we must keep. Pastor had a teaching a couple years ago. Take another grip.
Yes.
Take another grip. I don't know if they still do it now, but I know when I was in elementary school, you had to climb that rope for the presidential fitness test.
Yeah.
If you're in the age group,
yeah,
you may know what I'm talking about. You had to be able to climb that rope that's suspended from that gymnasium, and you had to put one hand over the other hand. Take another grip. You have to be able to take another grip to be able to go higher, to be elevated on that rope to get to the destination. Take another grip. Get another hand on that situation. Continue to move forward in what God said. We all have a lot that we promise and plead on the December 31st of the world,
yeah,
of what's going to take place in the next year. But we have to put action toward that, because here we are getting ready to close 2025, our year of fruitfulness. So pastor's reminding us through this prophetic teaching for this month that there must be evidence of fruitful life.
Once we come to that place with understanding that the kingdom of God, works on the principle that God lay out for us. So let me go back and say that again. how the kingdom of God work. It work on the principles that God lay out for us. So if we want to see that or experience God's love, God's goodness, God's mercy, and all that the kingdom of God has, we got to follow the principles. Jesus reminds us why he gets the result. He says, I only do the things that I see my Father do. I only say the things that my Father say. So if we stop there on this Friday morning to say, okay, so in order for us to get the result that Jesus get, we have to stop and do the things that he does. Jesus wasn't getting result because he was super righteous. He tells us. He was not. He says, I simply get it because I only do what my Father say I should do. I only say what my Father says. All right? Then, in the book of Isaiah, he tells us, he says, put me in remembrance of my word. He says, this is the Father now. He says, come, let us reason together. State your case.
That you may be acquitted.
Why should I acquit you? State it. So let's narrow it down here. You want to be a fruitful life? You want to experience a fruitful life? It is based upon kingdom principle only. It's not based upon wishful thinking. Living a fruitful life is based upon kingdom principle, upon what God says. And then you can, once you and I are operating in what God says, our life is going to be fruitful. Okay? So if we can't take the word and not make sure that our heart is not prepared. So he who ever hears to hear, let him hear. So the word is a seed. It has to go in good ground. I must ask myself the question, is my heart that good ground? And I must be truthful. Or is my heart represent the stony place? Is my heart represent the rock? Let's be truthful here. The word is okay. So even if I give you the word, which is good, and your heart is not good, you will not see no result. The word that I just give you is good. But if the heart is not prepared for it, you won't see the result. So maybe it begs the question now, that maybe this is why so many people never see the manifestation of the word. So I'm here to tell you that the word works, because the word is a seed and the seed is good. So if you have the word and it's not working, then check the heart. That's where. That's where it goes. Go ahead, guys.
In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26, that's the scripture that Pastor had quoted. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. So that was Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26, because that's a powerful scripture right there. The Lord saying, put me in remembrance of what? His word.
What it says.
Let us contend together. So let us work this thing out here.
Together.
Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. And as I'm looking at the word contend, to make it tender, to make your heart tender, we got to hit the word up against the resistance of our heart continually order to soften it and to get the stones out, to get the bitterness out, to get the unforgiveness out.
Because
when somebody comes with this concept, oh, you got to forgive. If you're in bitterness 10, 15, 20 years, that thing's just bouncing off. Like, what are you talking about? There's no reason for me to forgive. Do you know what they did to me? Do you know how that affected me? You know, how can the love of God, the peace that you need, get in when there's so much resistance? Listen. So it just got to, the word of God just got to soften it, got to tenderize it with the word, got to contend with the word. Go in this Bible and look at all the benefits of walking in forgiveness. Look at all the benefits in your life because of Jesus Christ walking in forgiveness unto us. The sins that we have committed, that the reason that he went to the cross. The Bible says it wasn't for his sin. It was for our sin that he went to the cross, where God has sent his only beloved son into the world, that whomever believeth in him should live and not continually perish. They shall have everlasting life and not perish. They should operate in love and not be under the condemnation of hate. In John 17 of chapter 3, it says Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that through him all should be saved. So it's through Jesus's forgiveness of the sin that we committed, his forgiveness, that we're able to offer that forgiveness unto others. Remember, you're not offering your own forgiveness. We have no forgiveness of our own because the flesh don't want to forgive.
No.
The only, you can look at a little child and you know the flesh don't want to forgive when they get at each other, got little ones, little toddlers getting at each other. The flesh doesn't want to forgive. That's something that we have to learn when we take on the mindset of Christ. And we do that, why? For the benefits that are then that reaped back in our own life, in our own heart. You know, there's a different quotes and such about forgiveness, but they, you know, they say that unforgiveness imprisons the person who is operating in it. The person who committed the offense is out living their life, probably not thinking about the act anymore. But it's you, the one who's that's bound by the unforgiveness, which then gives root to bitterness and such, that continues to pay the price each and every day for that offense, because you will not release that offense.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to put something, as Pastor Diana said before you know it, December 31st will be here, and we'll all wonder, I wonder what this year is going to be like, and we all make resolutions. I just wanted to share with you James 4, verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. So my point is, just take it easy. Lots goes on in this life. But when you put everything in perspective, Paul tells us we're like pilgrims and strangers in this land. This is not our home. And we need to put God first, and then we'll survive and live great. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.